Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
But it is to Italy we go now, not literally, but to an Italian. My next guest makes what it said to be the best carbonara in Dublin, possibly in Ireland, and he's going to tell us how to do it. Andrea Conti of Pastiamo Truccatoria, buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Brendan. How are you? And thanks, Miriam, for the invitation.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming on. I'm keeping good, thank you. So tell me first about your pasta truck.
So our pasta truck, it's born, let's say, in pandemic time. So we had the desire to put ourselves into the business, and as better way to start a business with something you love to do, so pasta. And then that's what we did. So along the pandemic time, so in 1 year, we decided to build our current truck, and that's how we start the dream. So,
and Andrea, is not cooking in general, but is pasta your great passion in cooking?
So I do this job since when I'm a little boy. So my family's used to run restaurants. So pasta is definitely, restaurants in general is my world, is my life. But I really, really love pasta. So I and along these years, I really got focused myself to improve and keep going with pasta. So
yeah, look, you can't beat pasta. And look, it's not just carbonara you're doing at the truck. I think, broadly speaking, you'd say that what you're doing is kind of Roman cuisine, is it?
Yes, it's definitely Roman cuisine, and it's a really unusual way to find it, like done into a cheese wheel, which it's pecorino romano. So we probably are, I wouldn't say probably the only in Dublin, at least, doing it, make our carbonara into the cheese wheel. So
okay,
it's a very authentic one.
Okay, and is that how it would be done in Rome too often? It made into the cheese wheel.
You can find it. You could actually find it in many trattorie, but it's not that usual anymore. So, but on the way that like we're focused mainly only on pasta, we decide to give it a try, and have to say with very good results. To be honest, very proud of it. So,
okay. So now people will notice. Let's talk about ingredients first. People will notice that you said pecorino rather than parmesan, which is what people would often use here for a carbonara. What's the difference?
Okay, the difference, pecorino is a sheep cheese, parmigiano is a cow cheese. And years ago, parmigiano wasn't very affordable for all the family. So there's the reason why they were doing it with pecorino instead, because it's like very poor cheese, but even though extremely tasty. So that's the reason why the original recipe likes to have pecorino rather than parmesan. But nowadays, people kind of do their own version. There's people who put parmesan on it. There's people who mix them. There's people who put only pecorino. So, but our way, my way, we try to keep it as more traditional and original as possible. That's the reason why we're using pecorino.
Okay. And then in terms of the bacon, then you would say guanciale rather than pancetta.
All my life. We go for guanciale rather than pancetta. So guanciale has a percentual of fat which gives you the chance to do not use oil at all. And in the same time, it gives you a taste that pancetta won't give you.
Okay. And is this back to like kind of the cucina povera? The Romans didn't have enough for parmesan, and then the guanciale, the cheek, isn't it, would be a cheaper cut of meat as well. Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely. So yeah, the piece of meat and the cheese themselves, so they were probably one of the most cheaper thing they could find at that time. So That's the reason why the original ingredients are those. And then there are many other, like, talking about carbonara, but let's say the main ingredients, it's definitely guanciale rather than pancetta and pecorino, for this reason, because they were very cheap and affordable for everybody at that time.
Okay, now let's get to technique. Now, look, most of us don't have a wheel of pecorino or parmesan at home, so we'll just do it the regular way. So the first thing you're doing is you're cooking off the guanciale. What's the technique there?
I do go with the guanciale extremely slow to let him, like, sweat the extra fat and do not burn it. So if you do very quick, so you risk to burn it, that the guanciale has to cook, like, slowly okay. until it gets crispy enough.
Okay, and then you don't want the oil that you cook the guanciale in, but you do want the oil from the guanciale. So what are we doing with it then?
Exactly. You can remove a little bit of the oil, otherwise it might be very heavy, but keep it some. And when the pasta is ready to go, you take the crispy guanciale apart, and then you mix the pasta in the rest of the oil, adding a little bit of cooking water of the pasta, which has gluten and helps you a nice creamy result without cream. So, and then we just place the egg mix. We prep egg mix with whole eggs and fully pecorino and a pinch of black pepper.
Okay, so are the egg and the pecorino are mixed together already, are they?
Yes. Yeah. For one person, my suggestion is like two head yolk and
just the yolk.
Just the yolk.
Yeah.
So, and I use a couple of generous spoon of pecorino and a pinch of black pepper. You just do the mix once the pasta is ready. You go in the pan and you create the creamy sauce, just like shaking a lot.
Okay, and it's all happening very quickly, isn't it? It's happening. How do we prevent ourselves getting scrambled eggs, Andrea?
Just leave the fire. So turn off the fire and do it like apart. So
okay,
Okay,
and you have given us the recipe and the technique for that, and we will put it up on the website. And people can watch you make it on your Instagram, I know, in the Wheel of Cheese. I see on your Instagram, you make souply, and you've given us a recipe for them. That would be what people might know as arancini or risotto balls. Is a souply the same as an arancino?
Yes. I like to say they're cuisine. So arancino, it's from Sicily. And souply, it's pretty Roman. Actually, it's a very iconic piece of street food in Roma. So arancini has more cheese on the inside, and arancini doesn't. And then we have the souply, because it's something that really comes from my heart. It's something I very used to make with my grandma, and it's actually her recipes. And I make them with very proud to make them. So
Andrea Conti, stop
way,
you
handmade.
You're killing me here. Listen, we've run out of time. I could listen to you all day. Thank you so much, Andrea Conti.
Your
chef
so
and co-owner of Pastiamo Trocatoria on Lower Grand Canal Street in Dublin. Okay, grazie
mille, Brandon.
Okay,
have a
ciao
good day. Thanks.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao,
you
ciao.
Too.